Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. North Korea has said the American soldier who crossed into the country from the south last month had wanted to seek refuge. Private King ran across a heavily fortified border with South Korea while on a civilian tour of the area. The details from our Seoul correspondent, Jean McKenzie.
Travis King was serving here in South Korea, and he was in trouble with the authorities here and with the army. He was due to be sent back to the US, where he was going to be disciplined by the army and possibly even discharged. And so he chose not to get on that flight back to the US, and he booked onto this tour when he dashed across. And also, Travis King's family gave an interview to ABC News in America just a couple of weeks ago. And in that interview, they said that Travis King had suggested, when they'd spoken to him on the phone, that he had experienced some racism in the military and that his mental health had deteriorated up until that moment in which he crossed.
The United Nations says more than 1 million people have now fled from Sudan to neighbouring countries since war broke out between rival military factions in April. More than 3.4 million are believed to be internally displaced. Tom Bailey reports.
These latest figures follow a bleak warning from 20 international agencies that the situation in Sudan was spiralling out of control, with millions on the verge of famine and struggling to access healthcare after 4 months of war. Fighting between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has devastated the capital Khartoum and sparked ethnically driven violence in Darfur. Efforts led by Saudi Arabia and the United States to negotiate a ceasefire have largely stalled, with humanitarian agencies struggling to provide the aid that is clearly so desperately needed.
Scientists say that for the first time they've reconstructed a song by analysing recordings of brainwaves. They used artificial intelligence to decode the 10-year-old recordings of epilepsy patients who'd listened to Another Brick in the Wall, a 1979 hit by the British band Pink Floyd. The scientists at University of California, Berkeley, hope their work could help people with impaired speech from strokes and other brain injuries speak more naturally via improved implants and other assistive technologies. President Biden says he will travel to Hawaii as soon as he can, amid criticism of his response to the deadly wildfires there. Many Hawaii residents have complained about the pace of the federal government's response to the disaster, but the president said all available assets would be used.
My wife Jill and I are going to travel to Hawaii as soon as we can. That's what I've been talking to the governor about. I don't want to get in the way. I've been to too many disaster areas, but I want to go make sure we got everything they need. We want to be sure we don't disrupt the ongoing recovery efforts. Our thoughts and prayers with the people of Hawaii.
Meanwhile, the state's governor says the number of people now known to have died has risen to 101. Efforts are continuing to identify victims. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Poland has held its biggest military parade since the Cold War, as its military clout grows in the context of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The event in the capital Warsaw marked the Polish defeat of Russian-led Bolshevik forces in 1920. The country is providing extensive military support for neighbouring Ukraine. Speaking at the parade, the Polish president, Andrzej Duda, said his country has the military capability to defend itself.
For 8 years, we've been strengthening and modernizing our armed forces. We're acquiring modern equipment for our soldiers. This year, we will spend 4% of our GDP on defense. The goal of this extensive modernization is for the Polish army to be so well equipped and for us to have such a defense system that no one will ever dare to attack us.
A former senior FBI counterintelligence officer has pleaded guilty in the United States to taking money from a sanctioned Russian oligarch in exchange for information on a rival. Charles McGonigal, described as the former top spy catcher in New York, received more than $17,000 from Oleg Deripaska. Several West African migrants have been found dead aboard a boat drifting off Cape Verde, along with around 40 survivors. The exact number of casualties is unconfirmed. The boat had reportedly set off from Senegal a month ago with around 100 people on board. It's believed the vessel was heading for the Spanish Canary Islands, a popular gateway for migrants to the European Union. Google has announced plans to train 20,000 Nigerian women and young people in digital skills to support the government targets of creating 1 million tech jobs. It follows talks between Google's director for West Africa and Nigeria's vice president, Kashim Tahima, in Abuja. Welcoming the announcement, Mr. Shatima said President Bola Tinubu's administration was determined to harness the potential of Nigeria's young population to grow the digital sector. BBC News.